So I'm going to invite you into an experience here shortly that's going to really get you in touch with going other into this second position so that you can have a really strong, powerful experience of that. And that's this exercise of walking in somebody else's shoes. So what I'm going to invite you to do here in a moment is to pair up with somebody who is physically very different from you. So they might be much taller or shorter or different size, different shape, different gender, but just somebody that you perceive as being different from you in some way physiologically. And then what you'll do is you're going to go together and find a common vantage point and look at something that's something of interest. So it could be, you know, something like this graphic here, or it could be one of the plants out here, or it could be even just looking out onto the bay out there. But you pick a common vantage point and you look together and you notice what you each notice individually from that vantage point, but without discussing it. You're just noticing. So you walk together and you look at whatever it is and you notice what you notice for a moment. And then decide one of you is going to be the walker, one's going to be the modeler. So the walker, your job is easy. You just get to be you and go for a walk and just notice what you notice. And so you're going to stroll around, take a look, see what's going on. For 10 full minutes, you're going to walk around, and you could, it can be anywhere in the hotel or outside. I trust you're all going to safely stroll into safe places and so on. But walk around for 10 minutes. The modeler is going to follow you around and do their best to model your physiology, your movements, how you walk, how you move your arms, and notice what you look at. So the walker is looking, they're noticing different things. The modeler is going to pay attention to that and to match that as much as possible. You as the modeler are going to try to become them as much as you can and walk in their shoes. So you're going to go on a stroll for about 10 minutes and then go back to that vantage point where you were looking from. And then notice what's different when you come back. Now, we would predict that the walker is going to see what they saw before, something pretty close to that. But the modeler, we would predict, would probably have a very different perception, having shifted their physiology significantly into somebody else's physiology for 10 full minutes and then come back and see what's different in your perception.
Suggestion or point that you're looking at that point, look at somewhat more of a scene rather than a single thing. Because when you look at a scene, certain things may pop out much more, or your vision may become broader or more narrow. So that may make you, that makes it really easy to actually notice much more differences.
Right. Look, finding something robust, you know, something that has some detail to it would be a good thing.
So as a modeler, you have to physically copy whatever the walkers do?
Right. So if they make long strides, longer strides than you, you make the longer strides. If they, you know, they said, wow, air smells good, you match them. So you do their movements, copy their movements as much as possible. And in this particular exercise, do it as precisely as you can. Breathe the way they breathe, walk the way they walk, move their head the way they move their head. Look up when they look up, look down when they look down. Notice what they're noticing.
Is the modeler typically pretty close to that person, or are they staying back?
Comfortably.
And when you both start, you're looking at this vantage point, how long do you look at that for?
Just a moment or two, maybe a minute. That's all it takes. And then come back. When you come back again and you look at it the second time, now you can discuss and notice what you notice. But when you're walking around, no discussion, okay? This is a perceptual exercise. So you want to stay focused on the perceptual level, not the discussion level, okay?
Don't discuss in between, however. Switch first and then, or maybe note down what you noticed. I mean, if you still have to switch, but don't speak the first time. Only when you both have gone, only then come to a discussion.
So is this a 20
so we're doing
minutes? So, minutes? Yeah, okay. So 15 minutes each, 10 minutes walking, 5 minutes to come back and look again, then switch, and the other person gets to the switch modeler and walker. Okay.
When do we talk about differences?
Okay. So
middle end
So Kevin is suggesting that you do all of it without discussion and then discuss at the very end. That's not what I originally suggested, but that's fine. Do it all at the end. Okay? And that way you can gather all the information and then have a robust conversation at the end.
So you might be suggesting a different scene for each of you then.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could look at something different.
Well, wouldn't that be ideal?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Because yes. Otherwise,
at
you're looking
point,
at the same thing.
At that point, you have a discussion that comes totally by its guess. Yeah.
Okay. One more thing, and then we got to get busy. And then you have the initial vantage point, you look, go wander around, come back to that same vantage point, and then notice what's different. And then switch, and repeat.
I'm going to say something really quick. Let go of the idea of perfection. The first time I did this, I was so focused when I was the modeler, I was so focused on myself trying to get it perfect that I was so focused on myself, not on the person I was supposed to be modeling. So to get it close and precise, it doesn't have to be perfection. Perfection then becomes about yourself.
Yeah, this is discovery time. So there's not performance time, it's just discovery time, noticing what you notice. All right, Big Deep. It's better the more physiologically, it could be same gender, but physiologically different.